A 45-year-old man has been given a 17-year jail sentence for the rape and sexual assault of his wife and two daughters. The sentence was handed down a short time ago at the Central Criminal Court in Cork. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, was in court. Pascal, the abuse took place over many years. What did the court hear?
Yes, Rachel, it took place over a decade and a half, in fact, beginning in 2004, even before the couple married. And we got a very comprehensive summary of the case against the man from the sentencing judge, Ms. Justice Mary Ellen Ring, at the Central Criminal Court in Cork. She said the man began abusing the wife and that the abuse continued subsequently for several years, even after she had become seriously ill. At one stage, she was hospitalised, she was released from hospital, she was abused again and raped, and then she had to be readmitted to hospital. She said she would often try to resist physically, but the more she tried to resist, the worse it became for her, and she would often seek safety in her daughter's bedroom. She said she blames herself now for not seeing what was happening, but now she, like her daughters, sees herself as a survivor. In the case of the two daughters, the abuse began in their case when they were aged roughly around 9 years of age. The older daughter said she began to feel uncomfortable in her father's company from roughly the time that she made her first Holy Communion. That is the time when he began to abuse her and rape her. And it became progressively worse as well. In her case, it involved rape with an object. She described that she would shower almost until she bled. And she said she felt she had lost control of her body. She eventually left the family home when she was aged around 16 and confided in a friend. The case was investigated by the Garda Protective Services Unit in County Cork, and the man was arrested by Detective Sergeant Elaine Scannell. However, when the allegations were put to him, he continued to deny the allegations when he was arrested in October 2020 and only pleaded guilty or entered a plea of guilty in this case earlier on this year, I think around February, when the case was initially listed for trial. And then he subsequently pleaded guilty and entered guilty pleas in the case that was being brought against him for the second daughter. His plea of guilty was to a sample of 185 counts of rape and sexual assault on the indictment, and that was offered on a full facts basis, meaning the man accepted the totality of the case against him by the state.
Gosh, Pascal, this is terrible stuff. The sentence, as you say, is 17 years. What did the judge say?
Yes, Ms. Justice Mary Ellen Ring went through all the charges and sentenced, and there were different sentences for different charges involved, for sexual assault, for rape, and for rape with an object. But the totality, the effect of the sentence is that this man has been jailed for 18 and a half years, with the final 18 months of that suspended for a period of time so that he will cooperate, to ensure that he cooperates with the Probation and Welfare Service upon his release, whenever that happens. Ms. Justice Mary Ellen Ring said there was no indication the man appreciated the harm his abuse had caused. She said the blame rested fully on his shoulders, and she said the determination of the woman and her two daughters to move on and create happy lives for themselves had to be applauded. And she made it clear that none of the blame was attached to them for what happened.
Pascal, many thanks. Our Southern editor, Pascal.